Normally, Mike and I go see these movies together, or Mike goes by himself, or I go by myself. But we had a rare occurrence this week where young Zach from The Morning Show, which you can listen to every single weekday of the morning right on Talk Radio 570 KVI from 6 to 9 a.m., came and was also at the movie. Now, Zach was sitting in the row in front of me, and this is going to become relevant in just a few minutes why I'm talking about all of this. So, here's what we went to see. We went to see Karate Kid Legends. Now, Mike sat next to me when I literally booed this trailer in the movie theater. My wife has seen me boo this trailer in the theater.
I'm sorry, who?
My wife, sorry. I have booed this thing at home in front of my children. And silly me, who loves Karate Kid and loves Cobra Kai and loves all that stuff, it got me hooked in again. And when there's a press screening, I'm going to go. So thank you to our friends over at Allied Global Marketing. I went, and I hate myself for enjoying this movie that much. Now, just to catch you up on where you're in the Karate Kid now expanded cinematic universe. So you've got the first three Karate Kid movies, which were made in the 80s. 84, 86, 89, I believe. Then what happens? Long hiatus. How I Met Your Mother comes along, makes a whole bunch of jokes about the Karate Kid. They decide to make the Cobra Kai TV show. Yes, I'm purposely leaving out the girl one. That one's not in the universe yet. Mr. Miyagi may be there, but we're not counting
the
that
girl one.
Yeah, the next Karate Kid. You don't even know that one exists, do you? You're fine.
But
don't
you
worry
left
about
out the Jaden Smith.
Yeah. Well, hang on. I'm getting there. Okay. Now, in the middle.
This is going very well.
Why
guys,
are we doing this in chronological order if we're not going to do it in chronological order?
How Carlsonian of you.
Many of you may have missed the Karate Kid reboot, which had a Jackie Chan and had a Jaden Smith in the movie. Now, my issue with that movie at the time was the fact that you had this movie, which was called The Karate Kid, which just seemed like a reboot. Okay. All you need to know is that it happened. You don't even have had to have seen it to see this movie. What happens is Ralph Macchio is now producing this expanded universe. And this movie was made for people like me who like the original movies, who watched Karate Kid with their kids. I mean, the Cobra Kai with their kids, showed them the original movies. And then there's this new movie out, but they tried to bring in Jackie Chan. Now, the thing is, if you're expecting a Jackie Chan fight movie, you're not going to get it. You get a little bit of it. If you're expecting Ralph Macchio to fight Jackie Chan, which I kind of said, wait a minute, you're going to have him face off against Jackie Chan or anything like that? That makes no sense. You're not going to get that. Ralph Macchio's barely in the movie. Are you going to get an enjoyable, fun, family-friendly movie? Yes. I love all the cheese. I love the fact that they brought in all these cameos. I love all of it. However, young Zach is from a different generation than me and may not share my opinion.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's a bold assertion to say no one saw the Jackie Chan movie, the movie that I credit for being the reason Cobra Kai exists. I mean, that's the reason that anybody younger than you has any interest in Karate Kid. It's not because of Cobra Kai. It's because of the Jackie Chan movie. And I'm not saying that's a great film. I'm not saying that was Oscar worthy or anything. Not that it won any. But
was
it's
nominated?
A movie a lot of people saw. And so what I understood this film to be was going to be this merging of the universes. It was going to be the Top Gun Maverick of Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not. It was my one-line review was that it was as if you asked AI or ChatGPT to just write another Karate Kid movie. It was a total geezer teaser.
Yes,
it was completely oversold as far as Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan's involvement. There, if you see the poster, it is, I mean, big faces of Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio on the front. And they are collectively, what do you think, 20 minutes of the movie?
Maybe, if that.
And the movie's only an hour and a half, which I liked because yes, it got me out of there quicker because it sucked. But, I mean, they're a small fraction of this terrible movie that just skews all sorts of random plot lines. You and I both, I think, kind of agree that it looked like this movie is a bunch of thrown away plot lines for Cobra Kai episodes.
Yes, I think what it did was it's kind of a Force Awakens for the Karate Kid world, where it's rebooting the first one to try and reboot a universe. That's what it seems like to me. I enjoyed it because that stupid franchise keeps sucking me in. I am admitting that this is not a great movie. It's got great one-liners. Everybody puts in an okay performance. You get what you want, except for One, you don't get Ralph Macchio really fighting. You don't get Jackie Chan really fighting. You don't get them fighting each other. Jackie Chan does a little bit of fighting in it, but it's a little sad to me that you had to hook some of us back in with Ralph Macchio being in a Jackie Chan movie for you to even go see this thing, and I think they knew that they could get people like me with that marketing.
I think it should just be called Karate Kid, We Tried Again. and just completely ignored that the Cobra Kai series, which is why anybody's going to go see this in the first place. You couldn't just out of nowhere come out with another Karate Kid in 2025. The whole reason this movie is now out is because of Cobra Kai, and they just ignored that.
Well, let's be fair, why I mentioned where Zach was sitting in front of me in the theater. The theater was cheering and laughing and clapping along, but young Zach was not enjoying himself, and apparently young Zach was trying to get my attention in the movie to make fun of the movie, expecting the big mic reaction. I was so in it, I didn't even notice he was trying to get my attention.
I'm used to sitting by Mike. We're like the two old guys in the Muppets heckling movies from the balcony, and I kept looking behind to get that reaction from Ari, who apparently likes this piece of junk.
I did like this piece of junk anyway.
Thank you, Alex. Global Marketing for sending me.
So I'm confused then. So you talk about old Ralph Macchio and old Jackie Chan. Who's the actual Karate Kid?
Not some guy.
Well, there's a kid. There's a little kid whose name is Stuffed Crust.
Lee Fung, a.k.a. Stuffed Crust.
Yes.
The Macchiato doesn't even partake in his senseiing.
Yeah, he's barely there. I don't even know why they went to get him in the first place. I really don't
understand. Admits he doesn't even know who Jackie Chan is.
Yeah, he's like, what are you doing here? Oh, and the thing I really hated.
He shows up at the dojo. He's like, oh, did you know Mr. Miyagi? I'm sorry to inform you. He's
dead. Yes, right. Long time spoiler.
He's super
dead.
We
know that. Yes. I will say this. One thing I really didn't like was the AI Mr. Miyagi narrative at the beginning of this movie. I never like when you do that. The only time I kind of liked it was in Ghostbusters.
Man's an American war hero.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You don't AI that guy. No AIing Pat Morita. But aside from that, I enjoyed it. So if you're in my demographic, you'll probably enjoy this. If you're in Zach's demographic, you'll probably hate this unless you have a parent like me who enjoys the stupidity.
But you listen to KVI, so you'll probably like it.
Very good.